Blog Talk Radio.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? We gon' do it like this. Hey, time you ready? Check it. I got 7 Mac 11s, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10 Mac 10. The shit never ends. You can't touch my riches, even if you have MC Hammer and the 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb spread. Little Gotti got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might miss Christmas. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the run stripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. P2 Mateo, now we smoke weed like Tony Montana sipped the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad hells, my voice excels from the avenue to jail cells. Oh my god, I'm chopping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at their christening.
What's going on, people? This is your boy, Brooklyn Black. We are live and direct to you today. Today is September 18th, 2010. Whole lot of stuff's been going on. We got a lot of ground to cover and everything like that. So call us up, 347-857-4302. Yo, who was around when that tornado hit Brooklyn? Like, you know, call us up, 347-857-4302. You know, let us know what happened. You know, where were you? You know, was there like family by your crib, all that good stuff. So call us up. Let us know what's going on. We'll be back in a minute with Vince, Ebony in the building. But we'll be right back right after this. I'm going to pay some bills and all that. And speed game radio, man. Lot talk. You know how we do it.
It's your girl, Sherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Something for my guys, Henny Lies, and a little girl named Corinne.
Say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh, and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. If don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to catch up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? Brothers make mistakes and leave a young brother to be unhappy. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to chill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the lady that makes the baby. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when it's weird to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up.
No hope for the youth, and the truth is it ain't no hope for the future.
then they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a black baby. We ain't meant to survive, cause it's better. And even though you're better, on their own. I know it's kind of rough when you're feeling all alone. Daddy's long gone and he left you by your lonesome. Thanks to Lord for my kids, even if nobody else wants them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact, I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall or come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you were selfless. Hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless.
Game radio. For those looking for something to do tonight and you guys got a car or whatever, Rockland County seems to be the move tonight. You can check out Liquid Ice 250, Route 59, and there you wet. New York DJ Bobby Church will be there in the building doing the damn thing on the ones and twos. Excuse me. Also, wanting to be in the building, he'll probably be on stage performing and all of that. So, like I say, I want to check that out, Liquid Ice 250. West Route 59 in Nanuet, New York. Also going down tonight. The Bright Colors Party going down Secret Saturdays at the New Rock Lounge, 26 Lafayette Avenue in Suffern. There's no cover. All the ideas are must and follow the theme. So go out there in your bright colors and all of that. So get there. Don't worry about paying to get in there like that. So all the people who ain't got it, only got enough to buy a drink and can't pay a cover, nice show night to go out, all right? Also, they got drink specials, $5 cherry bars, $4 drinks, $3 domestic bottles, and all this, you know, so they really doing it big over there today. But now, like I said, what's going on, who saw the tornado in Brooklyn and Queens? Like, I was actually out of Queens last night, and it really straight up ravished it. So, you know, let's see what people got to say. I know Ebony, she got some stuff to say about that. Oh, and before we go any further, let me put this out in the Mr. Sahara Boyd, 11 years old, 5 feet, 3 inches, 130 pounds, Hispanic. She was seen last at 560 Falcon Avenue in the Bronx on September 14th. If anybody has any information, they've seen this kid, contact the 45th Precinct at 718-409-1505. All right? So definitely check that out. Ebony, what's going on, son?
Not much, son. Chilling. It's good with you.
Hey, same old. You know, doing this thing one day at a time. But what's good? You're a tornado survivor, huh?
Yeah, I'm a tornado survivor. Actually, I was in a very safe place, and that was at your niece's school because I had to attend the PTA meeting and. As I was getting ready to hightail it out of there, I was stopped by security and told I couldn't leave the building. And I'm like, why? And, of course, somebody opened the door, and I couldn't even see outside. It was dark. It was raining so hard. It just looked like fog. You couldn't even see anything. So, I had no choice but to chill. When the storm let up, her father went out and got the car backed up. We ran out and came home, but it was trees, you know, limbs everywhere. It had blew the traffic sign for one way, so instead of the light showing for Marcus Garvey, it was swung over to the Myrtle light. So, I mean, it could have been worse. Real talk, it could have been worse.
But I was just glad everybody made it through. If anyone's seen our Cat Wilson, man, tell that dude to come home, man. You know, we haven't seen him in a couple days, you know, since toenail. So, we worry about putting out an ATB on him. But a lot of stuff going down in the news. First off, Reggie Bush, man. For those who don't know, Reggie Bush forfeited the Heisman Trophy he won back in 2005 because he had, accepted benefits while he was going to USC. Now, from what I believe, if you play NCAA ball or stuff like that, you can't accept gifts or nothing like that. I guess it questions the integrity of the sport or whatever the case may be. My big question is, dude, you already won a Super Bowl ring and you established and really, but from what the news is saying, some investigation went down, questions were asked, and, and his name came up, so he's like, hey, before they make him give it back, he just, said, here, take it, me personally, I say, if someone gives someone a gift, like, I don't see anything wrong with accepting a gift, as long as it's not going against the game. Like, if somebody gives me a gift and says, hey, I'm going to get you this, all I need you to do is throw the game, then, yeah, you don't do that. But if you're doing something and, someone gives you a gift or, whatever, like, hey, just thinking about, just like a gift, there shouldn't be any problem. Like, they even gave LeBron James some of the same things because, his moms had bought him a Hummer or something once he finished high school. So what? His mother bought him a car. But, they said, it was a gift. How she get the money? That doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. What do you think on that?
Well, I don't have the specifics of the case in front of me. But I really don't understand. Again, can you just briefly tell me why they stripped him? They said that he had taken money from where? He accepted money.
They didn't say money. They just said he accepted benefits. And like I said, when you play a college ball, you're not allowed to accept any type of gifts, whether it be monetary, clothes, sponsorship, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to accept that because, like I said, they say it questions the integrity of the game, whatever the case is. Now, this investigation went there, and his name came up, like I said, and he just, before the official stripped, like, here, I'll give it back. Here, take it back.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of curious as to why this all came up now. Anyway, when did this happen? Back in when? 2000 what?
2005.
I mean, come on, here it is. It's 5 years later. Why is it of any concern or even issue right now? And it was kept in the dark this long. Why is it coming to light all of a sudden? So I'm guessing that Reggie done made a few enemies somewhere. Or something to that effect, because, like I said, come on, 5 years later, isn't there a statute of limitations on shit? That just makes no sense to me.
Yeah, so I'll never understand the whole college athletic rules and things like that, because, like I said, somebody gave me a gift, like if I want my girl gets me a gift, it just so happens she gets me a gift after my team wins a championship,
mm-hmm.
Now I can't go to the NBA because I received a gift.
Yeah, and that's crazy. And, I mean, especially if it was a college-related thing, then, I mean, at that time, real talk, at that stage of the game, he's in college. He needs all the help he could give. He could get gifts, be it monetary or something that he could use, a real expensive calculator, a car, to get him back and forth to practice and so on and so forth. I mean, if it's something that was practical, and could have been of use to him, then I don't see what the big deal is.
That's the same thing I'm saying. 347-857-4302. You guys were good on air, hit number one. You pretty much have an open forum today. We're just going to be covering bases on, a couple of news stories. We're going to laugh at a couple of people. you know, once again, Ev's favorite person to make a dumbass is a dumbass once again. So we'll be getting back into that in a minute.
You must be talking about my girl, Lindsay.
Yeah, you know it. You know it. So, you know what I'm saying? We already know what it is. It's Free Game Radio. We'll be right back. You know, gotta take a commercial break. You know, sponsors want to, you know, get their words in and say, hey, don't forget to mention us and all that. So before I go, Tough Wire Consulting, today's the anniversary, happy anniversary, all the guys over there. Check them out, 914-760-7100. They handle anything as far as big cell phone bills, image consulting, all of that. So if it's something that you feel you need consulting for, those are the guys who do it, all right? Check them out. We'll be right back in a second. Free Game Radio.
Yeah, clearing up for you.
All right.
Yeah. My niggas look mad. Right. Y'all supposed to be happy on the screen. Y'all niggas look like y'all wanted me to stay in there.
Picture me rolling in my 500 Benz. I got no love for these niggas. There's no need to be friends. They got me under surveillance. I swear somebody can tell us. Know this don't be a song. But I ain't the one telling. Don't wanna be another number. I got a fucking gang of weed to keep you going under. The federalists wanna see me dead. Niggas put rifles on my head. Now I got two rock collars by my bed. I feed them lead. Now I'm released. How will I live? Will God forgive me for all the dirty niggas did? You see kids. One life to live. It's so hard to be positive. When niggas shootin' at your crib. Mama, I'm still thuggin', the world is a war zone. My homies is inmates, and most of them dead grown. Full grown, following your man. Just scheming on ways to put the greatest on the palms of my empty hand. Just stick to me rollin', tossin' the beans on a wind that isn't solar. My dreams are tinted, my hopes are born. I'm like a fiend that finally feeding on this dope and gone. My nerves are wet, heart beating in my hands are swollen. Thinking of the G's I be hoping, picture me rollin'.
Baby, now. Side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it?
Picture me rolling.
Yeah, nigga. Hey, but peep out my nigga Sock, dude. Get some back.
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flow cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swaying. Make me wanna start bang banging. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packing 40 glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on remand, running back lacks the Chevys on the roam. 96 big body, sitting no chrome. Head up out the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple beans in my pocket bulging. It's hard to imagine. Picture me rolling.
Formulate a caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bastard stick, so I need to hit the lick drastically. I see some rolling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the plot, so chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't teach you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump the mad. Tell me, count the problems, kick you up, you got the wrong spot. Niggas talk a clock, I'm just the liquor, and you can get the female. It's cookie shit that we infect and get the street.
Smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied. Got the pockets on stolen balls, hog in this pocket, nigga. Picture us a rebel.
Y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call. You know, some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I want to make sure they can see me. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facility. All you bitch ass videos. Can you niggas see me from there? Falling on y'all fuck ass. Picture me rolling, baby. Yeah.
All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home or something. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about. Lord. Can the hoes see me from here? Can you see me off? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop me. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sai, Mogo, Mowbray, Sad Dog, Sad. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me rolling? Is y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here. Close your eyes. And picture me rolling.
What's going on? We are back. Also, another point I'll put you guys on about. October 30th, Club Parlor, 330 Spring Street. The Divest Ladies present Pretty's birthday party is going down over there. For more information, check out DivestLadies@gmail.com. All right? Dumbass had a week time. That's, you know, it's that time of the show, that segment. We're going to pretty much probably end up going in on these people for the duration of the first hour. But first off, new pictures have surfaced that African-American actress Kerry Washington has been getting lighter. Now, of course, they're attributing it to saying she's bleaching her skin. Also, the girl who played Precious, she appeared in, I believe it was Elle Magazine or Cosmo, one of those magazines, and of course also her skin appears to be lighter as well, not like she has a pound of foundation on, but, you know, like she's been bleaching. They say it seems like this is the new craze. Ev, what's going on? Like, what, these women come not comfortable in their own skin, or what's up?
I have no idea, actually. I can't even remember really growing up any of my friends, anybody having that, you know, not liking how they looked or, you know, didn't like the color of their skin. You know, I mean, if you used bleach, you used Ambien and it was for your elbows and your knees, and then that was about it, but not to be making your skin lighter. I haven't seen any recent pictures of Kerry Washington. Maybe you can you know, send me, you know, maybe send me the link or something to the story. I can do, you know, find out some more about it. But I don't think so. Nah. You got to understand, with women, you know, makeup and lighting and, you know, sometimes who does your makeup, it, shit is tricky. All
right, granted, so maybe, you know, that could be the thing now. Oh, did you guys hear it's real? Well, it's rumored, you know, no one's seen them kissing or nothing like that, and no one's confirmed, denied, nothing like that. They've just been seeing a lot together called this romance thing going between Kanye West and some 20-year-old dude. Now, yeah, I know.
Wow.
But that's it. You know, they're saying, you know, he, you know, they're saying he's gay, but, me personally, whether he is or he's not, it really doesn't matter because he comes out with hot shit and that's what it is. Now, me personally, I wouldn't understand how you go from Amber Rose to a 20-year-old dude. Like, I don't I don't comprehend that one. But that's just what, you know, I guess that's just how the cookie crumbles.
Well,
now,
if you think, well, look, not to interrupt you, but if you think about it, it's not so far-fetched. I mean, look. If you didn't see her ass and you didn't know who she was, you looked at her from the back, looked at her head, you'd probably think she was a dude. She has a complete androgynous look about her. If it wasn't for her feminine attributes, I mean, come on. There are some pretty men. She could have passed for a pretty man, son.
don't know. Let's see. Let's see what this caller has to say. Caller calling out at 347-6283. That's you live in the free game. Who this?
What's goody, goody, goody? Good night, everybody. It's your girl, Miss Missions. How you doing?
Hi, what's going on, mama?
Nothing. I'm chilling. I'm just calling to, you know, show you some love, shout you out real quick. I don't really have anything to say about what you guys are talking about, but, you know, I'm doing my own show. But I just want to show you love because you always show me love on Monday. So, have a good night. And, I guess, hi to the lady that's on air. I don't even know your name. I'm Miss Missus. How you doing?
All right. Peace. It's Ed. What's good?
I'm good. All right. So, y'all have a good show. And, Black, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, no doubt. As always, thanks for calling in, mama.
You're welcome.
I shout out to Miss New Shoes. She always, you know, shows up. She does her thing, GX Radio, Monday mornings here on Blog Talk. But, you know, I'm still stumped. You know, I don't know. let's take another call out at 845-9437. You live on pregame radio. What's good?
Yo, what it do?
Oh, my goodness, it's Dave, the smart guy. He is here. What's up, man?
Baby, what's going on, man?
All right, so you've been listening the past couple minutes, man. What's going on? What's going on in the world? We haven't even touched the surface.
I don't know, man. Like, things are weird. Freaking, it was my day off today, and, I ran into somebody, like, strange. I was grabbing Dunkin' Donuts or whatever, and, like, I guess I'd gone out of my wallet, and the thing is, though, I'm a concealed carry pistol permit holder, so, like, I carry. Like, I got a Glock 27, and it's, like, tucked inside the waistband and the holster, and it happened, like, somebody saw it and didn't freak out. And so I got the dumbest question from Amuse: why do you carry a gun? My only response to that was, because a cop doesn't fit in my back pocket. So, whatever. Hey, I'm just like, it's true. A cop doesn't fit in my back pocket. So, whatever. But then we got all weird and abstract and said, oh, there's no reason for guns. Whatever.
But you're registered, right?
Of course.
Okay, so if you're registered and you're holding, you should just shut the fuck up. But let me ask you, Dave, the smart guy. What are you? You know, the rumors are flying about Kanye dating a 20-year-old dude. I'd say Amber Rose did it because she's all Boy George and Joshiness looking. But I don't know. You know,
not for nothing,
like said,
though, but maybe South Park was accurate when they said he was a gay fish. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe. But also,
gay fish, what do you want?
Mm-hmm. Oh, take this, guys. T.I.'s dumb ass is heading back to jail.
Oh, no.
Drop a soul player.
You know, he failed his drug test, you know, and come on, with his recent drug arrest, like, did we really expect anything different? Now, if he passed, I'd have been shocked like a motherfucker. But
like, what?
Let's be for real. He got caught. He had X. He had weed in the car and all this good shit. Like, did you really expect it to go any other way? Like, my thing is like, yo, he just came out. You know, his movie's doing all right. You know, his album about to come out and all that. And now, once again, all that shit is gone because he violated parole and he goes back. And he got a sweet ass deal. He had to do a year and a day or something. I could have got any regular Joe Schmo 10 years and better.
Actually,
now
10 years for each count. You should have 30 years minimum. You should have did 30 years minimum. I'm going to tell you that right now. Like, because the thing is, though, these are federal charges, though. I mean, they're not just, like, bullshit state charges for weapons possession, though. We're talking federally fucked. Like, the ATF had his motherfucking number. Two machine guns, silencers, body armor, all possessed by a convicted felon. The ATF should have been making him grab his ankles, man. I don't know how he skated on federal charges.
Like I said, he got lucky and just to get himself catapulted back into that. Now, that's just an example of a dude with great opportunity just blown because he can't escape his he can't escape the environment that he came up in. Even though he moved out the hood, got this big mansion, he couldn't escape that mentality that he had. Yeah, I gotta be strapping it. Yeah, sure, big rapper, and people gonna try to get at you all the time, but come on, it gotta be some point in time. It has to. I'm saying, because it has to be a time in your life. Like, you gotta be like, yo, you know, I'm done with the kiddie shit. And I say it like that because me and T.I. whip out maybe 2 years apart.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing this, and he has all the success, and he's not even 30 yet. But all that shit is pretty much out the window now. But the silver lining to that, he's going to have a cellmate, Lindsay. Lindsay is going back as well.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
She's white. She can do more in a couple of days.
Most likely.
You know, she also failed her court mandated drug test, and she can be doing up to 30 days in jail, which, of course, if you're a white actress, that's only about 45 minutes.
Yes.
So that's pretty much it.
She's like Robert Downey Jr., but without the talent.
Ouch.
Yeah, man, right.
You know, but at least Robert Downey Jr. now, you know, he's out, and we haven't heard anything about him, thank God, in a little bit. You know, he's doing the Iron Man thing and all these other movies. You know, so he's getting his shit back on track. So.
Yeah. Not for nothing, but Hollywood always loves a comeback. But Lindsay, nah. Not quite.
Now if Lindsay has a comeback and it's still a comeback, like, would you be one to give her credit?
I'd give her credit if she had any kind of real acting ability. But she keeps fucking up, dude. And she doesn't care. That's, like, the big problem. She didn't give a shit. She thinks, like, the world is actually going to kiss her ass. And you know something, though? It'll be the downfall of her because, like, ain't nobody fucking with her no more. She's not going to be able to get any fucking work.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, she's not even, like, that, like, over-talented. She's not, like, she's never, like, really had an acting performance that have made me say, like, wow. I've never had anything from her. I mean, Robert Downey Jr. at least had Charlie fucking Chaplin.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He at least had that. But, like, I mean, Lindsay, what the fuck, yo? Really, come on. I don't know.
Like, that's your homegirl. Do you have an opinion on the whole situation? Like,
that's not my homegirl. I believe it would take a dramatic role. Someone would have to be willing to take a chance for her and even give her the opportunity to audition for a role because, you know, a lot of times some things, you have to get insurance. You know, you got to get insurance and shit on actors or whatever. And she, you know, she's a liability. She's not really an asset right now. She's a liability. So it would take somebody taking a leap of faith on her, and it would have to be a part that would be so dramatic. So it would have to be Oscar-worthy talk. That's the only thing that's going to revive her career. It has to be an Oscar-worthy role. She really got to come hard with it. Other than that, she's done for. It's a wrap.
Forking her, y'all.
Now, before, people were saying the same thing about Britney, but Britney made one hell of a comeback as well. You know,
yeah,
remember,
but Britney now,
from all that and motherfucking shaving her head and beating up
but
cars.
She lost a lot of steam behind that, and people came back. It wasn't a comeback for Britney. It was a comeback because people wanted to see what happened. It's like an accident on the side of the road. You slow down. You want to see. You want to see somebody fucked up. That's why people came back to see what was up. Let's see what's going on with her now. Look at her now. She ain't got a song out. I haven't heard anything about her recently. Maybe she was in the news for a hot minute, and it wasn't even her. It was just in regards to her bodyguard and him stalking someone else or some other bullshit like that. It wasn't even about her. So, I mean, come on. Nah, once you out there like that, it's a wrap. And she couldn't, and she can't even use the relationship that she had with the DJ girl. You know, I mean, look, Ellen DeGeneres got that gay thing on lock. You know, the gay actress thing on lock. She got that down. So Lizzie can't even get popped for that shit. She's just dropped. She's just fucked up. She need to hang it up and do something else. Go behind the scenes. Produce. Find talent.
Or something.
Yeah, that too, maybe. You know, you got another good 2 or 3 years shelf life left, maybe, before your body really starts getting really, you start getting that Joan, what's her name, look. So, I mean, come on.
That's awful.
Now, it's the funny thing you mentioned stalking girls. Dig this crazy shit. An employee at Google was fired and arrested for stalking minor account users, you know, kids with Gmails and shit. He would, you know, use his power at Google to get their accounts and pull up chat combos and all this shit and try to, you know.
Yo.
And it's like, yo, we got people like this who pretty much, because let's be for real, Google pretty much runs the damn world, yo. Everything is attached to Google some way, form, or fashion. We got Google Maps, Google Phone, Gmail, and all this shit. So pretty much Google runs the world, and we got people like that with access. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not even like, you know, he was a pothead and he got caught smoking weed at work. So what? Big deal. But this dude is going, he's terrorizing kids on the internet. Why? Because he works at Google. He has nothing better to do with his fucking time. You know, we got people like that. Like I said, working at these things, and that's the important part, the job that he had, because he was in that department where if Gmail was down, he would have to go in and click, 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 and everything be up and running again. You know, so he pretty much had everyone with a Gmail account, a Google phone. He had all of their shit right there in the palm of his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm saying with all that, why not stalk a hot chick, a model or something, but you stalking kids?
I don't know.
I'm not sure about what the fuck's going on. But one thing I am happy for, since we are in the end of September, going into October, you know what that means? The lackluster, quiet sport of baseball is winding down. Football is picking up, and real soon, basketball will be back. So
fuck you, LeBron.
Dame was a Cavaliers fan before, you know, LeBron left. You know, that's why he all
not
like that.
It's not even that, he just did New York dirty.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not even the fact of doing New York dirty, because it's not like he said, oh, I'm going to New York. Yes, the Daily News, the New York Post, the New York Times, they built up all that hype. They said, oh, we can get LeBron because they traded Nate Robinson, so now the cap room is free to get him. If he wanted to go. He never said, I'm going. Yes, he likes New York. Yes, he always goes to the Yankee games. Yes, he's a Jays fan. Doesn't mean he's coming here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Doesn't mean he's coming here. It's all these, the newspaper, the media, they wanted LeBron in New York so bad. You know, they started this big campaign. Hell, I even seen the petition on fucking Facebook. Get LeBron. Motherfuckers don't look at the petitions on Facebook.
I don't know. I just think he's going up as the next Scottie Pippen, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what some people say. Let me ask you, you got any teams so far? You know, we only in week two of football, but was there anybody else that any teams that are standing out that you want to go with, or you got your one team and you just running with them regardless?
One team, I'm a Giants fan all the way, man. Way before they started playing good ball. Way before, man. I love my Giants, man. Die hard. Even when his asshole Jeremy Shockey was still there.
Hey, say what you want about the man, but he was good at his he was good at his position. Pause. You know, he did his you know, he did his job. You know what I'm saying? And you know, he ain't played when he got the title because he was injured and shit. But he was a contributing force to them getting there. And if you were a diehard Giants fan, you can't deny it.
To an extent, though. I mean, legend has it, though, he bullied the shit out of Eli, so kind of had the kid constantly rattled. Second, Jeremy Shockey broke his leg, and this guy was out of the picture, though. Did you notice that changing pattern? Like, Eli Manning started with a little more confidence.
Yeah, but, okay, yeah, Jeremy Shockey's a dick, but like I said, he played good ball.
He plays good ball. He plays good ball, but you know something, though? He's selfish, though, and the thing is, though, it's kind of spotty sometimes the way he runs his route. You know what it is.
Here. Ooh, excuse me. But, Trudy, we got about 20 seconds left up in the thing. Like I said, so before, so we talk about any and everything. Ev, what's new with you? Like, have you come across something that just made you want to have a rant or something about it? Anything crazy happened to you this week, or you know this happened?
Actually, no, this has been a very quiet week, thankfully. I'm glad that there was this guy. Actually, there was this guy who had won. He was a retired transit worker, and he had a winning ticket, a winning $14 million ticket. He took it to a Queen Bodega Deli and Grocery Store, and as he was scanning, he had a stack of tickets. As he was scanning the tickets, one of them said big winner. So he went to the clerk and, you know, was trying to collect his shit, of course. And the clerk is like, he tell the clerk, well, what happened to my big winner ticket? And the clerk is like, I don't know what you're talking. I don't know what you're talking about.
Wow.
What
big,
seriously, Jim?
You didn't have a big winner ticket. So the guy, what was his name? Millage McCaffell, 72 years old. What he did was he went to another place where he plays lotto at, and he let the dealer know there what happened, and they got in touch with the New York State Lottery Department and New York Lotto, and they did a little investigation, and once they started the investigation, the clerk at the store, Dynasty Deli and Grocery Store in Jamaica, Queens, we putting y'all on blast. Dynasty Deli and Grocery in Jamaica, Queens, VK and motherfuckers. All right, so once they got there, they found out, the winning ticket suddenly turned up. So Millard McCaffrey was able to collect an $8.7 million lump sum, which I don't understand how he gets that after $14 million, but, hey, I guess Dave is the tax guy. He can tell us about that later.
Yeah, that's because taxes is a motherfucker.
I'm glad that he did, that he got his money. But once again, we're putting Dynasty Deli and Grocery Store in Jamaica, Queens on blast for trying to cheat a retired old guy out of his winnings. And had you had done the right thing from the beginning, you probably would have got a decent amount of money.
And they sell stale Dutchies.
Okay. Word up.
So Dynasty Deli and Grocery Jamaica, Queens, if you're an Avalanche player, stay away from that store. I do not go there. We got about 15 minutes left. Let's see, what else? Now, see, also, too, I got to really start, you know, keep walking around my block like I used to. Because I always see the great, oh, yes. Yo, 23rd Street, Court Square, G, the G, the E, the M. I think on the E and M side is 23rd Street, Eli Avenue. But the G train, that's Court Square. Yo, there are some nasty, dirty, lazy people over there, yo. I'm going, I had to go into the Queens for an interview the other day. And I'm at the train station because, you know, for those who don't know, Cork Square is the first and last stop on the G into Queens. So that's where the train stops, and that's where they leave. So when they're there, of course, the maintenance crew is there to sweep out the trains, mop them out, do whatever cleaning they got to do, as well as on the platform. Now, for those who are friends with me on Facebook and on Twitter, you know, y'all see when I posted the picture, there was about a trailer shit about a foot and a half long going down the fucking platform. Mind you, if there was no maintenance person on the platform, I probably wouldn't be even ranting about it. But the dude was sitting there on the bench playing his freaking PSP. right? And the shoe was there, and there's people there, so it's not sanitary. No matter, no telling what hit it or who, whoever, you know, shit, whatever they had. Now that shit is all it. Like I said, real disgust. I even sent the picture to the mayor's office. But come on, yo. And they expect us to pay $225, and then on top of that, they raising the fares again, and we got to see that shit, literally.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you about the fare raise and everything. That's kind of, you know, that's bullshit. But about the shit on the platform, now, you know, look, when you gotta go, you gotta go. Sometimes suitable facilities may not be available. But like I said on the post, I mean, looking at the picture, and had it been you, would you have preferred to get on a train and ride to wherever your destination was? And who's to say not have to get off and take a bus or some shit like that? But just to have to ride home with that shit in your pants and the smell, I'm sure it was giving off. Or would you rather just risk, you know, a stain in your drawers from not being able to wipe your ass? I mean, you tell me, sir.
It's a shitty situation.
You know? Fucked up either
now,
way you can it.
Yeah, because either way, but still at all, because one thing I definitely know about that place, they have more than one actual facility now. I know there's one of them that's, like, further towards the back that they keep clear. I think that's the one the cops use or some shit. So that's the one that stayed clean. But there were ample facilities. Maybe, you know, like you said, maybe it was, you know, something and he ain't want to miss the train or whatever. But, come on, like, I don't know. I couldn't just go ahead and just shit right there on the platform and people walking by me and shit.
Well, I mean, you know, real talk, look at and this shit sounds so technical, but we scientists, right? Looking at the shit, looking at the consistency of the shit, that don't look like no shit that a motherfucker was able to hold in their ass. That looked like some, I better go right now or I'm going to be wearing this shit. That's what it looked like to me.
That's like some wild night of drinking, had fucking White Castle after last call, went home and fucking, oh, fuck, kind of shit.
It's
White Castle shit, son.
I did not know you guys were shit forensic scientists.
yeah, CSI, son.
Well, as a person who has been shitting for quite some time now, you know, I think I have a little knowledge on this subject.
Yeah.
You know, Evan's over here judging about the shit splattering, you know, because were you able to tell what the person ate?
Are you stupid? Nah.
I'll just
get back to me. Look, get back to me with that one.
You know, just putting that out there. But also, in all seriousness and everything like that, still, like, that it's gross, man. And, you know, who to say a kid could have ran by and had a foot full of shit, you know. And
that'd have been fucked up. That's why you don't let your kids run on the platform. All right? It's dangerous. It's not safe. Okay? So, you know, or somebody that wasn't looking where they was going, you know, or one of those people, because I see people all the time that, you know, they take their little backpacks and they sit down. You know, they sit right on the platform like, you know, it's no big deal. What have you? That'd have been fucked up, though. But
you know, or that girl, you know, who got the dial cord on with all that special shit, or she could have been walking, not paying attention, and stepped to the shit and been crying and had another tantrum.
No, look. That's yeah. Homegirl, yeah, she'd have been fucked up behind some shit like that. But
you know,
like
so it's things like that, and like I said, they want us to pay more for all of this lackluster shit. Like, yo, if I'm paying all this shit just to get around the city, like, fuck, I expect not to see shit on the platform, especially when the fucking maintenance guy's sitting on the fence trying to rank up a motherfucking Call of Duty. Come on, son.
How do you know that's what the nigga? Shut up.
I saw what he was playing.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, yo, and I said, you don't see that shit over there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll get on it.
Oh,
you know, what? Trey left, and he was still sitting there.
Ah. That's crazy. That's crazy. Well, look, he probably was tired. Maybe he was on break. You know?
Or maybe that was his shit. He was just trying to play it off. I don't know.
Well, maybe. You never know.
Yeah, so we got a couple minutes left in programming today. It's been a real crazy, dry week for me. Those who know, I've been running like a chicken, my head cut off, going to this place and that place. So there will not be a 12:30 today. But I will let you guys know next week. Next week, of course, it's going to be bigger. We'll be back, of course, with the two shows. But just this week, I'm tired. I just had to get on this week, speak to you guys and everything like that. So before we get out of here, we're going to take another caller out of the 917-8088. Let her get her 2 cents in. What's going on?
Well, listen, about the shit on the platform, it's also to take into consideration different cultures, because I was waiting for the bus one on Franklin Avenue in Brooklyn, and this woman just pulled her dress up and squatted right there at the curb, and everybody was in amazement. But just come to find, that's her culture. You know, where they come from, they don't have bathrooms. Like, they have outhouses and stuff, and they just squat wherever they got to go, and that's a wrap.
Wow.
I don't give a fuck what culture you got, okay? Welcome to fucking America.
Yeah, that's what we say, but everybody don't follow the culture. Yeah, well, that's what she did, and didn't wipe nothing. She caught it, and she got up and kept it moving. I was in shock. And she didn't speak no English, because I was like, what you doing? What you doing? She kept shitting, and got up and kept moving.
What was she doing? What culture is this?
She was from Haiti.
What?
She was from Haiti.
Haiti's got bathrooms.
Maybe they do, but the folks that live out in the woods and stuff, they don't always have bathrooms. Like, folks didn't have bathrooms down south. They're in the woods. They use outhouses. They dig a hole, and that's it. But she couldn't dig no hole. She went right on the curb.
Yeah, at least they use leaves to wipe up, though.
She ain't wiped nothing.
Oh, that's gross. Grown-ass woman with diapers.
Hey, that's real talk. That's real talk. I saw it with my own eyes. You know, at least you done saw the shit there. I saw somebody do the shit, okay? Real talk.
Oh, that's just gross.
Just squatting like a chihuahua.
And quite hilarious. Only in New York.
Word up. And that's what, it got to be something floating up in the Hudson or something, because shit is just going crazy nowadays, man.
Well, look, we have a few minutes left. I just want to ask y'all a quick question, your opinions on these new weapons with the police on the war on crime, these handheld mobile fingerprint ID devices. Me personally, like all electronic devices, and all computer-run devices is subject to failure or something at some point. I don't know how accurate it could be, and, I mean, does it really access the whole NYPD database, you know? And what do you think, I mean, what do you think this is, how this is going to affect their ability to, you know, I guess, catch up with people that they have warrants for or so on and so forth? And what's the likelihood of errors happening, and what could be an error?
Well, on that one, I'm not really feeling the whole mobile identification picture. Anyway, hell, why after those shit, they used to run up on, hey, give me your ID. You know, now it's just simple like that. I'm not, you know, it just seems like with each year, it's just New York and, hell, the country just becomes, in my opinion, more of a police state, more of a police country. Like, you know, it's like now everything is under surveillance.
Yeah,
I understand we got to protect ourselves. But still, like, what the fuck? But this is something straight up Dave's alley. So, Dave, what's your idea on this?
Well, the thing is, though, like every other good technology, this thing is subject to abuse.
It's good in the sense that the thing is, though, with the NYPD database, it's also linked up to Interpol, like, not in addition to, like, CODIS, Interpol, APHIS. There's, like, the three, like, it's state, federal, and international, like, the fingerprinting. Like, if there's a terrorist wanted by Interpol, his fingerprints happen to be on file, though. I mean, who knows? You can catch one of the terrorist top most wanted because the dude was actually fucking pissing in a fucking alley and fucking say, yo, give me your fingerprints. I mean, let's face it. We hear about freaking drug dealers getting busted all the time with busted taillights. Honestly speaking, I think it's a good and bad thing in a sense that, like, I mean, like, they could find out so much about you just by running your prints. That's provided you have a criminal record. If you've got no record, I mean, it's going to strike up a miss. It's not like every last one of us have been fingerprinted since birth and, like, everything is out there, though. I mean, it's not like a national ID kind of thing, but, I mean, if it turns into that, then there's a real cause for concern. The second they say every American needs to be fingerprinted and ID'd or else they face fines, then I'd be worried. But until then, though, I mean, they're trying to catch dudes and get them, like, on the spot. Because let's face it, though, I mean, they run an ID. I mean, phony IDs are getting better and better every year. So, I mean, they pass off a phony ID, one checks out or something, maybe at, like, a DMV where somebody was crooked. But let's face it, though, fingerprints don't lie.
So are you for it or are you against it?
For the most part, I'm for it. But the second it starts becoming abusive, then we got a problem.
Well, we might as well prepare ourselves for that, because anytime you have a human element, there's always going to be some type of abuse because people just can't help themselves.
True indeed. So we got a couple minutes left. I'm gonna get some last minute shout outs out and everything like that before we roll up out of here.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Start getting ready for next week and anything like that. Like I said, big shout out to Tough Wire Consulting. Happy anniversary, guys. You guys have been up and running for about a couple of years now, so happy anniversary to you guys over there. Steals and Deals, I'm out of New York. Lucky me, check him out. If you buy some gold, he'll sell you anything, so let's go check him out. You'll definitely get a deal. Hence today's Steals and Deals. And he's been doing that so long, he hasn't done a rap song in like months. So definitely check him out on that hustle. Let's see. All the admins who, you know, doing whatever they got to do. Hope everybody's feeling better. Hope everybody's good. That's about it. Oh, all the birthdays. Are we still in Virgo or is this Libra yet? I don't know what the hell it is, but
it's still Virgo.
Yeah.
All right, so shout out to all the Virgos.
Yeah, shout out to the Virgos. To Batman, Robert's birthday coming up. To the Ward, Morgan Mungin, my little sister from another mister. Her birthday's coming up too. I can't think of anybody else that I know whose birthday's coming up, but shout out to all the Virgos. All
right, so I want to thank Ab. I want to thank New Shoes for dropping by. I want to thank David Squad Guy. Check him out on his show, The Breakdown, coming out soon. Of course, all you guys for listening in. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? We be in next week. Like I said, I've been running around all week. I'm tired. I'm going to bed, but I'll see you guys next week. This is Free Game Radio, and I'm up out of here. Peace.